This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Reducing greenhouse gas emissions continues to be the goal here in the U.S. With an update on what the government may be doing to help businesses reduce their carbon footprint is Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, you have an update on the latest efforts to reduce greenhouse gases.
Well, we know a lot of companies have said, yes, we want to reduce our carbon footprint, and we're taking steps throughout the supply chain of the products that we're making to reduce greenhouse gases. Well, now the government is trying to step in the form of the Securities and Exchange Commission, not an agency, Bill, that you and I talk about much. It basically regulates Wall Street and how companies report earnings and such for purposes of Wall Street and the financial industry. But now the SEC has come out with a regulation. It's just a proposal at this point that would require publicly traded companies that have set goals for reducing their carbon footprint to start reporting on the progress they're making in those emissions reductions, which could include everything reaching back up to the farm. So the reason we're talking about this and the reason this is relevant to the dairy sector is that there are public companies, let's just mention Starbucks as an example, a major buyer of milk and cream, and it has made proclamations about reducing its carbon footprint. Well, because it is a public corporation, if this SEC rule goes into effect the way it's proposed, Starbucks is going to have to really quantify those emissions reductions according to the way the government says it should be done. Because right now it's kind of the Wild West, right? I mean, there's a lot of different companies out there. They all want to reduce their carbon footprint or reduce their emissions down to net zero in the coming decades, but there's not really a standard for how you report those emissions and what you actually report as the baseline for your reduction. By having the government step in this way, there's going to be a lot more standardization. So this is something that could be an extra burden, but also could help reduce the situation we have right now where there's a lot of claims out there without a lot of standardization for measuring progress against those claims.
Okay, that is to be continued. We will wait and see what happens there. And now switching gears, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has opened up more possibilities for cyber attacks. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, we know that warfare has changed, as is evident with how Ukraine is defending itself against Russia. But one of the changes in warfare is in countries or private sector actors within countries will use cyber attacks to go after their opponents. Now, the concern about cyber attacks up until this winter was basically ones where you'd have hackers get into the computer systems of businesses and they would mess up the computers and they would say, unless you pay us, your computer system's going to be worthless. And that would be a real cause for concern if your business relied on computers, which obviously most all businesses today rely on that. Now the Biden administration's concerned that in addition to sort of those private sector attacks, Russia's national security apparatus and their military intelligence may be using cyber attacks or planning to go after Western businesses because of our support for Ukraine. So this is just a message that everyone, including down to the farm level, needs to make certain that their computer virus and malware prevention systems are up to date and working, because we've already seen there are food companies, including those in the dairy industry, Bill, that have been targeted, unfortunately, by hackers and ransomware seekers. And so now the concern is that if Russia continues to fight back electronically or digitally, that they will continue to do these sorts of things, targeting Western businesses, including those in the U.S., trying to mess up our critical control infrastructure, whether it's power or IT or the food system. So just a word of warning to all the listeners here of Dairy Radio Now, that's important to have your computer protections and your firewalls up to date, because you just never know when someone from overseas may be trying to probe any weaknesses in those systems.
Good point. Yeah, and doesn't take that much either, from what it sounds like, maybe just a click of an email.
A lot of times these are phishing emails that look like a legitimate inquiry. If they have Cyrillic alphabets from the Russian alphabet, then you know that's not something you want to click on. But a lot of times they can be very difficult to determine if it's legitimate or not. So if you have any doubts, definitely take a close look at it and discard it if you don't think it's legitimate.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. Coming up tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, our topic, metabolic responses to cation differences with levels of calcium. Now, that's a mouthful that Dr. Mike Hutchins will explain tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.